Since the mid-19th century, the Matagorda Island Lighthouse has been damaged, disassembled, moved, heightened, decommissioned, and rescued by the community. It was built to help guide ships traveling to the port of Indianola through a waterway between the Matagorda Peninsula and Matagorda Island on the mid-Texas coast. In 1845, the Republic of Texas appropriated $1,500 to build the lighthouse. 2 years later, after Texas joined the Union, the U.S. Congress funded the same amount. The lighthouse was built of cast iron, flanged plates, bolted to one another, and reinforced by braces connected to a center column. It was activated in 1852 and painted with red, white, and black horizontal stripes. 6 years later, to make it visible from farther out at sea, it was extended, giving the tower its unique long neck and the lighthouse a height of more than 100 feet. During the Civil War, Confederate soldiers damaged the lighthouse when they tried to blow it up to deny its use by Union forces. In 1873, it was reassembled, 2 miles inland, to protect the foundation from erosion. This time, it was painted black. In 1995, the U.S. Coast Guard deactivated the lighthouse. Thinking it could attract visitors as well as ships, local citizens formed the Matagorda Island Foundation to save it, raising $1 million in public and private funds. The Testinger Engineering Company in Port Lavaca reinforced the lighthouse's foundation and interior, sandblasted the rusted and pitted iron plates, and repainted the structure. Today, the lighthouse again shines at night thanks to a solar-powered light installed by the foundation, but it's accessible only by boat. Visitors must hike nearly a mile to view the lighthouse from the outside. In 2009, it was one of 5 Gulf Coast lighthouses honored with a stamp by the U.S. Postal Service.